This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A global technology outage, grounded flights, knocked banks offline, and media outlets off air after a faulty software update disrupted companies and services around the world and highlighted their dependence on just a handful of providers. Cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike said the trouble with the update it issued was affecting computers running Microsoft Windows was not a security incident or cyber attack. It said a fix was on the way. Hours later, the disruptions continued. Long lines formed at airports in the U.S., Europe, and Asia as airlines lost access to check-in and booking services at a time when many travelers are heading away on summer vacations. Hospitals and doctors' offices had problems with their appointment systems and canceled surgeries. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has been convicted of espionage charges that his employer and the U.S. reject. He was sentenced to 16 years in prison after a secretive and rapid trial in the country's highly politicized legal system. The conclusion of the trial could potentially clear the way for a prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington. The publisher of the journal called it a disgraceful sham conviction. Gershkovich, his head shaved, looked calm as he stood in a defendant's cage in a regional court and listened impassively to the verdict. When the judge asked if he understood it, the journalist replied yes. An Iranian-made drone sent by Yemen's Houthi rebels struck Israel Friday, leaving one person dead, at least 10 people wounded. The strike rumbled through central Tel Aviv, causing shrapnel to rain down and spread shards of glass. The Houthis claimed responsibility for the attack, which was the